Another anti-gambling group has released a study debunking claims about the benefits of permitting more casino gambling in New York State. We get more from WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
David Blankenhorn runs the national conservative think tank, the Institute for American Values. He's been conducting a study looking at claims made by Governor Cuomo and the legislature about the benefits New Yorkers could reap by permitting up to 7 new gambling casinos in New York State. Supporters of the amendment say the plan for 4 new casinos upstate initially could spur $1 billion in economic development. Blankenhorn says that number comes from a lobby group, not independent studies, and he predicts that the opposite will occur.
There's not a single independent study that shows that casinos contribute to economic growth. And the overwhelming evidence is that casinos actually retard economic growth because they don't create anything of value, and they divert energy and time and money from the productive to the non-productive sectors of society.
Blankenhorn also disputes claims that the casinos will be resort destinations. He says most casinos outside Las Vegas or Atlantic City attract people who live within a 75-mile radius. And he says those who go to the regional casinos are often among the poorest in society who may have the least disposable income to spend on slot machines.
These are disproportionately, you know, retirees, disproportionately women, disproportionately low-wage workers, disproportionately minorities, the very people who are struggling the most already, the very people who we need to be helping to, you know, gain ground in society instead of preying upon them in this way.
Blankenhorn claims there's only one reason that Governor Cuomo and the legislature want the gambling expansion: money.
This is not about tourism. This is not about jobs. This is not about helping upstate New York. This is about money for the government. And it's about money that the politicians don't have to call a tax. So it's sort of, for them, it's like this magic formula. The money starts flowing in, and it reduces the pressure on them on the tax question. And that's the one and only reason they do this.
Under the terms of the legislation accompanying the change to New York's constitution, the state and surrounding local governments would reap potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax payments from the casinos. Governor Cuomo, who championed the casino bills in the legislature, says the argument about the merits of gambling and whether more should be allowed in New York is really over. He says there are already casinos within driving distance of most New Yorkers. The constitutional change would mean that the state more directly benefits. Cuomo predicts if people know the facts, then they'll support it.
You have to say, well, hold on a second. It's not really gambling versus no gambling. I know we have to change the Constitution, but we already have gambling. We just can't call it gambling. We have casinos. We call them racinos, and you have to go through that whole conversation. But I think it passes, but it's a sophisticated argument, no doubt.
Cuomo has not detailed any specific plans for promoting the referendum, though he says he won't be silent.
There are people who are working to pass the referendum. I support the referendum. I'll be working to pass the referendum. And then it's going to be up to the voters to decide whether or not they want it passed.
Anti-gambling groups admit they have no money to spend on television ads, though they do plan to release some videos on the internet. He says they want to foster more discussion of the issue. Pro-gambling forces have so far done little publicly to back the referendum. No gambling conglomerates who might be interested in operating the new casinos have come forward with TV ads or any other promotions. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.